But Eamon Dunphy is joining me in studio this morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Alison.
It must be very difficult for you when the World Cup ends because you're so invested in it.
Yes, Alison, it's difficult for people who love football, real football people, people like you, people who understand football, genuine lovers of the beautiful game. It's difficult for the system to take the shock of not analysing football, not watching football, not consuming football. Mm. And so, it can be quite serious to the system.
And so what do you do after a World Cup? Like, what do you do?
Well, 64 games in 4 weeks plus extra time and penalties, that's over 106 hours of live football pumped into the system. And that's excluding the highlights packages. And to suddenly stop, you know, watching football is dangerous. So you need to wean yourself off it. Right. I tried the Airtricity League a few years ago, but that has its own implicit dangers. That's like watching the Airtricity League is like going from a Bob Marley gig straight into Maroon 5. The effects on the body can be quite catastrophic.
Okay.
And destructive. So whatever gets you through the night, baby. I like to write.
Right, okay.
Columns, bookie dockets, poems. I have one here. If you have any sad or inspiring football music, that would be great.
I actually have just the thing, as it so happens. It's okay.
Oh, thank you, Alison. I'll miss you, World Cup. You were the real deal, a star. I will miss you, Mbappe, Modric, and even VAR. I will miss all the great pundits. And although I don't want to be bitchy, Damien and Liam were great, but we need to talk about Richie. Because you only live once, baby. Or as John Giles said, YOLO. By the way, does anybody know the whereabouts of Hope Solo? So join us next time from your couch or a bar, because I'll still be talking shite over in Qatar, baby.